on 5 Drive.
Well, on the line this afternoon, I have a referee in South Africa's top flight for a number of years now, also recently winning the Style Star of the Year award at the G-Sport Awards. Potentially in line to ref at the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2023, Akona Makalima. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5FM.
Oh, thank you so very much, and good day to you too, and your listeners at home.
Firstly, congratulations on your series of wins over the past few weeks, the award and the potential opportunity to ref at the next Women's World Cup. How are you feeling after the past couple of weeks?
It has been an amazing month. I feel really honored, and I feel like my hard work is slightly paying off, and I'm really grateful for that.
I wanted to start off with your story as well. How did you get into becoming a referee?
I stopped playing. I used to be a player, and I'm just a girl who saw another opportunity, and I took it and I ran away with it.
In the space of refereeing, I understand that you're doing a lot to help other women referees get to the very top.
Yes, I'm absolutely using my program I call The Interest that mentors and inspire other female match officials around the world and around the country as well. So basically, it's all about proving it to the next girl to put themselves up there and to trust in themselves. And it doesn't matter one day you fell down, but The Interest can also help you to bring up the power that is within you. So The Interest is all about that, to say everything is possible and a woman you can be the next me and multiply.
What kind of coaching does a referee go through?
So we do have technical coaches. We do have physical coaches. Those are our monitors. We meet to discuss the laws of the game, the clips, the decisions, the concepts and everything. And also our physical coaches, we will be basically be doing our training. You will be sent a program and what to do on that program. You submit everything to the coaches. Mm. So that is basically what we were doing during lockdown.
I recently read an article on what players refer to you as. You get called Mr. Ref by players, not only men players, but women players as well. you didn't like it at first, but you've now embraced it as time goes on.
Yeah, at some point I was like, really? Why do you think I look like a man? Maybe do you think I look like a man? Why do you say Mr. Ref? But again, it's knowing that back in the days, it was only what only men were referees. But now I am a female referee in the field of play, so you can call me Shira.
that's awesome. As I mentioned earlier, you on the shortlist to be an official at the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. When do we know when you're going to be there?
Beginning of 2023 or towards the end of 2022.
And what was the process of getting onto that shortlist?
They look at every single game that you do at all tournaments, all the FIFA games, all the CAF games, and all the competitions that you go to. They watch and do, they see all the clips, and it's all about that.
And finally, Akona, I've always wanted to ask a South African referee about their thoughts on VAR. I know it's not here in South Africa because I understand the costs are huge. Do you find that it would help you make your decisions on the field, or do you look at it as undermining your decision, your on-field decision?
VAR is future. VAR is not going anywhere. We need to appreciate the tool. And VAR is not there to take anything. It's not there to undermine our decision. But it's just an additional tool that is going to help match officials. And VAR only deals with the obviously wrong decisions, and it can cheat them. So that is a tool that if we use it correctly, it is going to assist us. We are really hoping and praying that South Africa will have VAR.
And is that the consensus in the South African referee fraternity?
Everybody wants VAR because it puts you ahead of football, like any other continent and any other federations in the world. Best federation, they are evolving. I'm sure every FIFA referee in the country or every referee in the country would love to have a VAR or go to a VAR court to further their study and everything.
Akona Makalima, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5 Drive on 5FM. I wish you nothing but the best for the rest of the current season, and I hope to see you officiating at the World Cup in 2023.
Woohoo, that's funny. Thank you so very much for having me. I really appreciate your time. It's a great honor.